Hi, welcome back to another episode of Reach Karen's podcast. Ram, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Guman.
How are you? Yeah, it's been a long time since we did the last episode, and people are, you know, like waiting for us to put up the next content. And unfortunately, this is going to be in an audio version because we are working in a remote place.
Okay.
So, Ram, how are you doing these days? How are things?
Been good. Working good.
And
nothing has changed much.
You know, for a person who is into marketing and sales, you would miss going out, right?
Yeah, miss going out, but it's opening a lot of new ventures for me. Every problem is basically an opportunity.
Right. Can you elaborate a little bit on that so that the audience can get to know what you actually mean?
Basically, first in sales, I had to go meet people, talk to them, and everything. That used to be my regular work. Now, just going and meeting people has become a huge part. I see police guys sitting. Even though I love to go out and meet people, I don't think it is possible right now. So I'm finding other alternative routes. Maybe it's a bit harder to gain the trust, but hopefully it will become better. I'm trying to set up Zoom appointments with my clients, possible clients, possible. So I'm doing my sales pitch through online media, online platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a new thing that has, you know, made me learn. Actually, I am not good at it. I'm learning how to do it. I'm trying to make presentations about my product, about the services through online platforms.
Okay.
To educate.
Okay. So this remote working has led into new channels where you started to understand digital tools more than ever.
Yes, the need for digital transformation more than ever. It is not the need.
Right. Because we are all, you know, like not saying forced, but we are compelled to do it as we have no other option to,
yes,
you know, like have any sources to connect with other people. So we have started working from home for the past, I think, 30 days. It's been 30 days, I guess.
Yeah, it's nearly 30 days, nearly a month.
Yeah, so I think we have come across a lot of new channels that open up avenues for remote control towards your team and your projects and other stuff. So let's talk about that for a while. So you always talk about businesses going to, you know, like transform themselves into a digital arena where it will open a new sort of, you know, like a chamber for them to explore and understand and get more customers. So this is actually paving a way for that. And this need has made us understand, even without the marketers having to raise awareness on that. The environment did this. So can you just little bit tell about how this digital transformation of business will help in a time like this to learn about it and then implement it in the time when the lockdown is over?
So basically, before this corona lockdown, I used to be very reluctant. A lot of people actually advised me, if you're going to do a digital business, it's always better to not to have an office, a physical office, mm-hmm. Than if you try to work remote with all your team members, it will be an easier way. I was, again, reluctant because I was very skeptical those days. No, it is hard. You cannot keep up the bond. You will not be able to add in new team members and all those things. But once this is forced into me, my team gradually are slowly adapting to it. Maybe the first 1 week was tough for us. We did not know how to organize our work because we follow MBO.
Mm-hmm.
So we plan together and then we execute our work separately. But now what has happened is, this planning part was very hard for us in the beginning, but now slow and steady we worked on it. Now every week we are having online planning sessions where we plan our works for all our clients, for all our future products, for our own products, and then we start working on it.
Mm-hmm.
So many project management tools have helped us in this.
Mm-hmm.
So we are creating our own project management tool for our in-house work. So that is actually helping us a lot. So it is keeping count of the time that we are putting in, the effort that we are putting in.
Exactly.
The amount of,
quantifying the workflow that happens.
Yeah, quantifying the workflow. More than that, it is actually, you know, work is more of a social connection platform. So that is why most of us come to work. It is a society, basically.
Right.
So this, once this digital came in, we are all locked into our homes. The only social people whom we meet are our family.
Mm-hmm.
So more than that, again, this digital social world of work is giving more socializing space for all of us.
Right.
So beyond how Facebook helped us socialize with our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now these project management tools that we have created are helping us socialize with our team members also.
Right. So all the products that people were used to having in big corporations are being right now used by small companies, you know, like,
yes.
Yeah. Products like Trello was not even, you know, like used by a lot of people before, but right now everyone is adapting to Trello, and people are starting to use, you know, like Jira as a platform to monitor their work, because since entire project is based on the development schedule and the timeline that they follow. So right now the one big issue is we are finding it very hard to get internet, you know, like to use for the entire day. So what if this pandemic had been incidental before the launch of Jio? How do you think that era would have been?
Before the internet era, this pandemic, it would have been a total different.
I think it would have been really difficult, right? Like, for example, nobody would have had the money to, you know, like churn out, you know, like high-speed internet.
But if this was happening before the internet, not this kind of work would have also evolved. This kind of development work, digital development work, digital services development, software development would have also not been day-to-day, you know, a work process.
I mean the advent of Jio, I'm saying. The cheap internet.
Only India. Okay.
Yeah, cheap in India, basically that. Because not many people are used to having Wi-Fi in their homes, because I used to have Wi-Fi before, but in my place right now, we don't have Wi-Fi and all. Only Jio is the only source where we get internet from.
Oh, that is very true. Jio providing in cheap internet is helping even a common man to use.
Use
it. That is seriously work. Yeah, I do not have Wi-Fi now. Nobody in my house uses internet. So I have not subscribed to any Wi-Fi provider. So I am home. I am using this 1.5 GB of Jio that I have every day. And I feel it is sufficient. If I'm only going to use it for my work, it is more than sufficient.
Right. When you can start consuming it for your entertaining purpose, it gets over very soon. I think a lot of companies like TCS and Infosys have, you know, like came to the houses of employees and set up systems, and they have given Wi-Fi so that the employee feels, you know, like they have the sufficient resources to work on the project. So that is the extent that these companies have done. So what are some of the nuances that you have seen after this pandemic that digital tools are the way to go forward? Like, do you see any specific pattern, or because you are a consumer behavior analyst and you start noticing
all this? Like always, if we are going to go only digital, I believe we will end up in the matrix. So it's always better to take the omni-channel route.
Okay.
So all this time back in office, it was more of talking, you know, physical interaction to do the work, to plan and everything.
Right.
Now there is no physical interaction, it's all digital interaction. Now once this pandemic is over, it is a nice way to find the balance line in between these things.
We would have worked both as a remote company and as well as in physical interaction.
Yeah, we have seen
company.
Both the extent.
Right, the extreme
of that and the extreme of this. So it's the right time for us as all individuals and as all companies to find the balance between these two things and stay in between. So that this gives a very good, what do you say, a work-life balance for the employee, more productivity among the team members. Everything will happen because of this.
Right. Because they are all automatically compelled to, you know, like self-naturally learn the process of, you know, like working from a distance even without having someone to monitor them on a constant basis. And continue.
No, during this time, it is the survival instinct that is working for everyone. For everyone, it is the survival instinct that's going to work. So even when it comes to your work, it is going to be the survival instinct. So the survival instinct gradually says, go 100% digital. So once you're out of the survival instinct mode and come back to your day-to-day, I think we will see the shift there.
Awesome.
And when I said this line that we have to go towards, will be very helpful. Like, I'm able to imagine it. So this work from home will not be a benefit anymore to people. It will be, I can work from home. I can give the same productivity that I used to when I'm in office.
Right.
Mentality, the mindset and everything will change.
Okay. So it will be a competitive necessity. It will not be a competitive advantage anymore.
Yeah,
so the employer who used to give work from home as an option was like, you can like give it as a necessity. People want it as a necessity or something like that.
It was considered a perk.
Now it will be like, what is it? I can work from home. I've been working from home for the past two months or something.
But all of this is only possible if all these tools are used correctly.
Right.
I am seeing a lot of these meme videos where a grandmom just moving the mouse to show that the person is working from home.
So
those are all the things that you are not supposed to do. And they are not good things to pass around. They are not work ethics. That's it. So how efficient we use the tool is very important.
Right. And we'll conclude this with one single statement, because you keep, you know, like pressuring everyone to do this, and a lot of people didn't give it much attention, that you used to completely say that investing in a digital asset for yourself or your brand or your company is very important. I'll just give you the space to conclude this by saying the importance of why a company or a brand will have to have its own kind of digital asset for itself to sustain in the long run.
No, I don't think I should conclude this.
Mm-hmm.
I think Corona has concluded it to everybody.
No, I'm talking about this podcast episode, Rob.
Yeah, this podcast episode, no, basically it is Corona has told us, if you are digital, your work is actually happening.
Right.
If your company has not yet transformed digitally, all your workflow has stopped.
Exactly.
So it's better to start working on your digital assets.
That itself is a clear indicator of why your company should have been gone digital in a long time back.
Yeah.
How is your tire company running, Ram? Like, I know your father runs the tire business.
It has been very hard for manufacturing industries because the government is very strict with social distancing and the community spread that is happening all over the country. So, 95% of the manufacturing firm, I believe, is shut. And the only thing that are open are pharma industries and the people who make masks, hand sanitizers. And
the only thing that is in the healthcare related world.
Yeah, healthcare issues are working. So, hopefully very soon, most of us, these companies, they are incurring huge, heavy losses.
Mm-hmm.
They are paying their salaries for no work is coming. They have to pay their bank interest.
Exactly.
So, all their overheads are still being...
Born by the company itself, the employer itself.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, Ram, we really hope that this situation gets better in a very short time, and the government or the scientists come up with a cure really soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ram. And it was really fun to do this on a remote basis, because this is the first time that we are doing a content without being in the same room together, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, Ram. Thank you so much for your time, Ram. And we'll be doing this, in a routine. Like, we'll do this as a season 1.5, because we have already planned for the season 2, which was postponed due to this Corona epidemic. So we'll start doing this 1.5 as a constant series, and I look forward to talking to you in the series, Ram.
Sure.
Thank you so much. We'll see you again in another audio podcast. This is Rajagopan, and this is Ram Kesavan signing off. Take care. Bye bye.